Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The government's monthly jobs report is out showing hiring remains strong, as well as a slightly higher unemployment rate of 6.2%, indicating more Americans are actively looking for work. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the number of net new jobs added came in slightly lower than expected.
There were 209,000 jobs added during the month. That's a bit lower than analysts projected, although job growth in May and June were also revised upward. All in all, the report doesn't reflect all that much change in the trajectory of the labor market. This is the sixth straight month that job growth was over 200,000, and the number of people who've been jobless for more than 6 months hasn't changed. Neither has the number of people working part-time but who want more work. And the labor force, a measure of the number of people working or looking for a job, has also remained unchanged. All of these are factors the Federal Reserve is watching closely as it considers taking steps that would raise interest rates. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer spending, which accounts for two-thirds of the nation's economic activity, has risen 0.4%. The growth in June, the government's latest snapshot on spending, was the fastest in 3 months. The Commerce Department also reports earnings rose 0.4% in June as they had the month before. The Israeli army says it fears one of its soldiers has been captured by Hamas militants in Gaza hours after a ceasefire collapsed. They've entered a fourth week of fighting, and the number of casualties is climbing. In Gaza, health officials say more than 1,400 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since the start of the conflict, and Israel is reporting at least 59 deaths, most of them soldiers. Word of an Israeli soldier's apparent abduction is drawing condemnations from the Obama administration today, which is also working behind the scenes diplomatically to revive some form of a truce between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. To that end, Secretary of State John Kerry is in contact today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Iraqi government is assessing the fatal impact of a Sunni extremist group's expanding control of territories in that country and in neighboring Syria. NPR's Allison Muse says more than 1,700 people lost their lives in July, including 19 in the most recent attacks in Baghdad.
The UN toll is down from the 2,400 deaths in June. That's when the extremist group known as the Islamic State swept through large swaths of northern and western Iraq. The staggering May toll of 800 pales in comparison. July also saw an increase in killings in areas under Islamic State control. The toll doesn't even include Anbar province, which militants have dominated for months. The UN is calling on Iraqi politicians to form an inclusive government to address the root causes of violence. Critics of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki say he's oppressed Sunnis, paving the way for extremists to make inroads. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Dow is down 93 points at 16,469. This is NPR. Church bells rang out simultaneously across France today to commemorate the general mobilization for World War I 100 years ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has this.
Tens of thousands of churches across France, including this one in Paris's 15th arrondissement, rang their bells in unison for 3 minutes Friday to commemorate the mobilization of more than 3 million Frenchmen 100 years ago today.
Notre-Dame de Paris, près de 4 millions d'hommes.
Tolling bells of Notre-Dame Cathedral were shown live on television. The announcer explains that as the bells rang on August 1st, 1914, millions of men ages 20 to 38 left their homes to join the army. The special ring is known as Le Tocsin. It was used as an alert in case of imminent danger, such as from fire or invasion or the beginning of war. On August 2nd, Germany accused France of aggressions and declared war. On August 3rd, France officially declared war on Germany. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
Harley Davidsons are now the latest to fall victim to ignition switch problems. It caused problems in General Motors and Chrysler vehicles. The motorcycle company is recalling more than 3,300 FXCL Dyna Lowrider bikes after reports that engine vibration can turn the switches from run to accessory and potentially shut off the engine. Harley-Davidson says there have been no crashes or injuries reported, though. Automakers are reporting robust gains thanks to summer discounts. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, and Nissan all showed stronger sales performance. J.D. Power & Associates says the industry is expecting to learn July marked a 5% increase in sales to 1.4 million. U.S. stocks trading lower, Dow down 106 points at 16,458. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working to build a culture of health for all Americans. On the web at rwjf.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. Back now to 1994. Marsha Ball has a suggestion for your lunch menu.
Now he was driving a truck and paying his dues. Radio playing his cotton crop blues. Now he turned in his keys and walked out the door. And cotton didn't drive that truck no more. It's all true. I'm blowing harder. Now he went to Chicago in 1954, and blues was blasting out of each and every door. Those were good times, man, oh man. Fine looking women all around the bandstand. It's all true. No further and bring it on home. Got my mojo working since 19 years old. Fillmore West and Fillmore East. Carnegie Hall.
That was me.
It's all true. James Cotton, he was there.
From the disc Cottonmouth Man, James Cotton on blues harp and Darryl Newlish on vocals, Chuck Leavell on piano. A number called He Was There. This one had a good splash for it when it came out last year. James Cotton, of course, was in the Muddy Waters Blues Band from 1955 to 1966. Before we heard James Cotton, we heard Marcia Ball kick off the fourth hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS from her disc Blue House. She did a rendition of Red Beans, which is a Muddy Waters tune, and we're going to turn to Muddy next from 1953. Muddy on vocals and guitar with Little Walter on blues harp, Big Crawford on bass, Jimmy Rogers also on guitar, and Elgin Evans on drums. Muddy Waters with Lovin' Man.
Thing. I've been rambling from town to town.
Little Walter on blues harp and vocals from 1955. He had Robert Jr. Lockwood and Luther Tucker on guitars with him on that number, one of his own compositions, and Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums. Little Walter with Hate to See You Go. He was preceded by the Muddy Waters Band, which included him. We heard them from 1953 doing a number called Loving Man. And we turn next here on KRVS to a tribute to Little Walter. This was it's from a disc that came out last year. Interesting disc. It's called Remembering Little Walter. Featured Billy Boy Arnold, Charlie Musselwhite, Mark Hummel, James Harmon, and Sugar Ray Norcia. Got a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country from the disc Remembering Little Walter. We're going to turn to Sugar Ray Norcia and his version of Mean Old World.
Yourself. Treat me right. Ain't no use of me hanging around. you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning, before I arrive, you're laying there rolling your bloodshot eyes. Use a mean little thing. Mean little thing as you can be. Still use a mean little thing.
I'm leaving you. From 1959, that was Howling Wolf. He had with him on that track on guitar, naturally, Hubert Sumlin. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Sugar Ray Norcia from the disc Remembering Little Walter, again, a tribute to Little Walter, including the work of five blues harp players. We heard Sugar Ray do a rendition of Mean Old World. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a track from Tracy Nelson's disc, Victim of the Blues. It is the track we're going to turn to is a Howling Wolf number. Tracy gets a little help from her old friend Angela Straley on this number. Tracy Nelson, of course, is deeply steeped in the blues. She helped form the band Mother Earth, which, of course, was named after the Memphis Slim song of, 1950, I believe he recorded that one. And she lived in Chicago for a while and got to know a lot of the important Chicago blues artists of the day. Again, Tracy Nelson with a cover of Howling for My Baby.
You hear me hollering, calling on my darling. Give me devil, I will not be satisfied. Now the clock's down. Well, Mr. Rat, keep the key. He ain't put nobody out. Stay as long as you please. Of Robert Johnson at the Rock and Blues Museum. Oh Lord, I know what I saw. It was the ghost of Robert Johnson at that Rock and Blues Museum. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes, he was looking at some picture some fella made of him. He said, don't listen to that devil, do not sign on the line. You have hellhounds on your trail and you will never be satisfied. Oh, down by that Rock and Blues Museum. Man, that little Robert Johnson looking at a picture of him. Miss Bessie, where that great lady fell.
Chicago blues woman Liz Mandeville with her tribute to Mississippi blues. This is from her disc Clarksdale. It came out in the year 2012, and that was a number called Clarksdale Riverside Hotel Blues. And before Liz Mandeville, we heard Tracy Nelson with special guest Angela Straley. Tracy from her disc Victim of the Blues. She did a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Howling for My Baby. And we have another fine guitar lady. And up next, this time Sue Foley from her 2004 disc Change. She waxes acoustic on this disc. Here she is with a really nice cover of a tune that Betsy Smith recorded back in 1931. Sue Foley with her rendition of Sugar in My Bowl.
Tired of being lonely, tired of being blue. I wish I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seem like the whole been gone. I need a little sugar in my bowl. Need a little hot dog on my roll. I could stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. Show you more money Rockefeller ever seen.
If the river was whiskey, baby, now I was a dub. River was whiskey, baby, now I was a dub. I dived to the bottom and I never would come up. Woman I hate, I see her every day. Woman I hate, I see her every day. But the woman I love, she's so far away. Talk about three-hearted, I clamor on his mane. Talk about three-hearted, I clamor on his mane. Give my woman money, broke her apron string. All she gave me was trouble, trouble all the time. All she gave me was trouble, trouble all the time. I've been troubled so long, trouble don't worry my mind. I've been down so long, cause it seemed like up to me. I've been down so long, seemed like up to me. Woman I love, hard like a rock in the sea. Vacant town too small. I would holler murder, but the vacant town too small. Woman quit me, throwed my trunk out
of the door. Furry Lewis recorded back in 1928, doing a number called I Will Turn Your Money Green. Before we heard Lewis, we heard Sue Foley from her disc Change. Sue doing, again, a cover of the old Bessie Smith tune from 1931, Sugar in My Bowl. Furry Lewis was from Memphis, and of course a whole lot of talent came out of Memphis for decades. That same decade that Furry Lewis recorded in saw a lot of artists that participated with the Memphis Jug Band. Will Shade was one of the prime movers. Charlie Burse also. At times, Casey Bill Weldon was with the band. Memphis Minnie, in fact, Memphis Minnie and Hattie Hart both had them back them up when Memphis Minnie and Hattie Hart were doing vocals. We're going to turn to the Memphis Jug Band. Here they are with a number called KC Moan.
I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. Oh, I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. Oh, I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. She blows like my woman's on board. Get back on that kissy road. Oh, when I get back on that kissy road. Oh, when I get back on that kissy road. Gonna love my baby like I never loved before.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon. I go ahead and feel it now. Now get ready to pick it up down on Hollowwild. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. My baby told me, honey, pack your things and go. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Find that angel, that means me ain't good. Just as sure the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Sure the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Life ain't no pleasure with the one you love. Ah, whoop it a while now, Mr. Cobain Moses. Ride it. Ah, play with it, boy. Oh, let's holler a little while. Going down on the river, sit flat on the ground. Going down on the river, sit flat on the ground. My heart strikes sorrow, the tears come rolling down. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Reading I love her, she ain't no hand me down. I ain't gonna sing no more. I ain't gonna sing no more. My train is waiting, baby, and I got to go. I'm picking Mr. Coke. Go ahead, Mr. Coke. Ride it, Mr. Coke, came on. Yeah, man.
Kokomo Arnold recorded in Chicago back in 1934. That was the same year that he recorded one of his most famous tunes, Milk Cow Blues. He was a fine guitarist, unhampered by the normal constraints of meter, so some might say. Interesting blues musician. Again, Kokomo Arnold. Before we heard Kokomo Arnold, we heard from Memphis, Tennessee, and from the late 20s, a Memphis jug band. They did a number called a KC Moan. Again, they were an extremely influential group that saw the passing of many fine musicians that resided on and off in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to turn next to a tune that was first recorded by Blind Boy Fuller back in 1935. In fact, we heard the original version of this, two or three weeks ago. Fuller recorded for ARC Records in New York City back in 35. He was from North Carolina. We're going to turn, though, to March of 2010, actually. It's probably a little earlier than March. And Joe Bonamassa. Here's Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals from his disc Black Rock with a rendition of Baby, You Gotta Change Your Mind.
You were shaving the chair for a second there.
One, two, three, four.
Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I this morning about 4:30. Somebody knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. You better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. What you doing, mama? You'll do it again. I'm setting out about 10:30. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Baby, you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. In front of the jury with my eyes full of tears, for beating up my gal I got 45 years. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Baby, if you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. Baby, think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. My gal likes liquor like rye and gin. We can't get a whiskey drink, but man thinks she can. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind. Knocking at my back door. If you think I'm crazy about you, you gotta change your mind. I mean, you better change your mind.
Joe Bonamassa again from his disc Black Rock with a cover of a Blind Boy Fuller tune from 1935. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you, and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, the public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thanks for tuning in. Again, stay tuned. More good music coming your way. And right now we've got Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin from their disc Common Ground. They have a little number called Saturday Night Rub. This is an old Big Bill Brunzy tune. The disc is a tribute to Big Bill. Have a great weekend. Stay dry.
Greetings. I'm Adam Truard.
And I'm Jake Hebert.
Inviting you to join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Your leading provider of auditory theme dreams since 2010.
Beamed straight from the mother station via satellite interconnection.
On 88.7 FM, KRVS.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.